begin the Gemara daf Masechtas Davar Zohar daf Chaf Aleph. We begin the Gemara. Begin the Tezmat. Begin the Gemara. Ha'am Rav Mesharish. He says mezuzah chayvus adarhi. It's an obligation of the one who lives there. Pirush. In other words, v'mkin. If that's the case, and leksa b'hu. So it doesn't make sense to make a gzeiras chirus at mechira of renting because he might come to sell. Because the mechira lemavkala mezuzah. Because when it comes to a house, there's no extra floor of like, oh, when you sell it, you're not removing it from the obligation of mezuzah, because the house doesn't have an obligation at all. It's only the one who's living over there. Al-Basada is regarding fields, b'mechira, when you're selling, mafkulum b'maisir, excluding from maisir, and therefore, more stringent by fields than by homes. Now, the Yeshma Farshim, some explain, the Asiya, afilam amda'amad, this it would work out even according to the one who holds, in kinyin lo'evikachov merit stral, the non-Jew does not have any acquisition in there to lafkimi ad maisir, to exclude from the obligation of maisir, which is bro b'seba shalech, nigmar gindab mimzayim al-alf, which places the maskla omar of there discussing this. Because the mekamakim still chashuva hafka, it's still considered an exclusion, even though there's still a chiba maisir, but mashiyat to be out of a kachav, it's now in the ownership of a non-Jew, but who's zara, and he plans, she'en the mafesh mimin the maisir, he's not going to separate from a tithing. Nimtu comes out, she'en mekayim mitzah hasada, comes out that this field we're not fulfilling with it, mitzah tluya, but the mitzah that's dependent on it. Al bayis, but a house in kind of God, there is no exclusion. They shein a bayis as mechay because the house itself is not obligated. Kimin shein yisol dar b'toychay because the Jew's not living in it right now. Says Tosaf Leinir here, it does not seem to be correct that this could be even like the man do amar. Because dimkin, if that's the case, my come b'samak was the gemara tell us shortly the Rabbi Yosi according to Rabbi Yosi that sada this batarti. Oh, feel there's two elements because rabbanon the rabbanon they were geizers chiras at mechira they did not let rent because he might come to sell. Halei b'chiras gufa, but what I mean with renting itself. Even though this is the gears of the Bach, even Avagav the Leka, even though there's no tarti, the Beschir is Leka Meshum Chanias Karka, because by rental there's no Chanias Karka, Mukamukam still Ika Havka Meiser, you're still excluding from Meiser, because Shle Yasra Evikachav and Meiser Tvui, he's not going to separate Meiser. So, what are you saying that you still have this problem? Of Kois Meiser. So in other words, so saying why are you saying that's only a gzeira? This is the actual problem itself. Moreover, Eid Kash, another difficulty is the Lashon Hafka, Mashma, the wording Hafka sounds like Shemafkiya Achib Legam in the Karka. That's totally removing the obligation from the property. The Kanan in Hafka, Gemur, but it's not totally removing the obligation, keeping it in Kenyan. But you tell me that now Mandam holds is no acquisition for the non Jew. Shurigamato, Shehubiyado, Ebekachom, because even now when it's in the possession of the non Jew in Mizorbi Yisrael, if a Jew would plant over there to Schaib La Aser, he would have to take off Meiser. So the wording Hafka doesn't seem correct. So Lekachner Lefarsh, rather says Taisa, seems to explain. The Asik Kimadami, yeah, it's going according to the one who holds that Yesh Kinyan, that actually the non-Jew does have acquisition. And therefore, Kishamach Levikachavim, so when you sell it to non-Jew, Humafkiya Mamish, so you're literally removing the obligation, Mi Meiser, from the tithing, that is Shafili Zari Yisrael, that even if a Jew would plant, Le Yischav and Meiser would not be obligated to Meiser, and that's a problem. But in contrast of a bias, but a house, vade in the mafkiyim in the mezuzah, you're definitely not removing it from the obligation of mezuzah, because the filim krein levikachav, even if you're not selling it to the non-Jew, the shalei yodah b'Yisrael, even if the Jew is just not living over there, empty apartment, in kechiv mezuzah natar, there's no biblical obligation of mezuzah, the filim masachi Yisrael acher, but dar b'taycha, and even if another Jew rents and lives inside of it, there's not really a biblical obligation, ocher kamalon, because that's how the Gemara holds the daughter min perkat ches. The Gemara says in Menachas that Mendal Menalf asoicha bayis bechutzlaretz. Someone rents a house in chutzlaretz. Kol lam yom petur min mezuzah for the first 30 days exempt from mezuzah. Mekam ve'elach hayebus after from that point Amram is obligated. Beret Yisrael hayebus miyad. Now Yisrael is obligated right away. Mikamokum still in chiyuv zeman atayrim. That's not biblical. Kedem deraisa biblically petur lo'ilam. You're actually always exempt as a rent. Except like it says in the pasuk beisecha your home v'leish alachem not other people's homes. Bavagav did the shin, although we darshan that I think Moshe says human daf yiral beisecha your home means biascha when you come in that's la nicha biyom and derech biya that just means to say you should put on the right side as you're entering mekamakam tre beisecha ksibi but it says two times beisecha and that therefore the second one says that it has to be your house am rabbanu dechayuvu. But it's the rabbis who obligated l'achalam and yom when it's after 30 days. And they should nearest kishaloi because it looks like his. Me did have a tal shu'ula, just like we see by a bar or a talus. The chalam and yom for the first 30 days, peturim and tzitzis is exempt from tzitzis, as the Gemara says in chulin daf kovalam and zayin. And the truth is, that's forever min atar biblical mishum l'chsev kisuschli, because it's your garment, b'lo yishalachem, and not others' garments. But upon who the gazer l'achalam and yom, it's just the rabbis who made this decree after 30 days. And they should nearest kishaloi because it looks like his. But again, we see that biblically really exempt. And therefore, bias is different because there's no hafka, because even if it wasn't sold to a non-Jew, there wouldn't be any chiyuv. Now it says, Mata begins the Gemara, because Savi, he holds kibush yochet shmei kibush. An individual conquering is called conquering. Now, Hikshir, the Harab Ruchanan, he asked, the Perikam, the Gittin, the Gemara, Gittin of Chesim, et Alev. Hechadigtani, where we say, Begimel Drachim, Shavas the story, Larry Tisrael. We say, oh, in three ways, Syria is similar to Tisrael, Beshloy Devam Luchutzlarts, and in three ways, similar to Chutzlarts. Why don't we consider also this thing over here as another thing? Because the Mechir is Batim Eschir is Sadis regarding rent, selling homes and renting fields. Where Marsha takes out the words Shavlai Tzal Beschir is Batim. So in regard to that, Shavlai L'chutz L'aretz, you'd say Shavlai L'aretz is Shavlai Beschir is Batim, Shavlai L'chutz L'aretz. But Al Kaponim, we here we have that, yeah, in some regard we said it's similar to Tzol, similar to Chutzlarts. Because the Afil of Achad, the Polig Hasam, because even though it's in one entity, one area that, oh, for some it's like Chutzlarts, some it's like Eretz Yisrael, but in the Gemara over there, it also does that. The Kamakas says, Afar Tamaku Chutzlarts, the earth in the Surya is Tame like Chutzlarts, but it's like Chutzlarts, but the Ar, you can't this Eretz Yisrael, but whoever wants to enter impurity could, like in Eretz Yisrael. So, why don't you say something over here regarding selling and renting land, that it also, in some regard, it's like Eretz Yisrael, some like Chutzlarts. So, Ben Reed says, you're right, the Tane B'Shire, it taught some, but you're right, it could have said other cases too. Although, what do you mean? He says a number, says three. So on that says, Tyson Makam Makam Makam, maybe you can still say Tanav Shaykh, the Ashkechan, the Bahar Makam, like we find in many places, as Tyson Makam, the Bahar Makam, based on Maschel Minyan, says that, yeah, sometimes it'll say a number, but even though there could still be more. Next says, Matta begins, Gemag, Kibash Yachad, an individual conquering. So Perishak Kondrash, she explains, what does this mean? Why is Syria a Kibash Yachad? Shalahay Yisham Urba Tumim. There was no Urba Tumim, Beshishim Ribay, and you didn't have all of Klai Yisrael, 16,000. But since there's Vyasin there, it actually appears more the interpretation Maharput. The Komash Kabish Yachid, whatever an individual conquered, Kikun Yorbe Menashe, which is brought up by Midbalamad Bey's Memalov, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not Eretz Yisrael. And therefore David, who did it by himself, therefore it's not Eretz Yisrael. But says Taisis of Akasha, but this is a difficulty. Because to Ime Eretz Yisrael, if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, in Zakar Kibish Yachid, it's not considered individual conquering. Not everyone has to conquer every part of Eretz Yisrael together. The Mechutzlarts, and if it's from out of Eretz as well, even if there was 600,000 Kari Kibishachet, it should still be called an individual conquering. So Kach Nir, there is a taste that appears, Kosha Inli Rishus LeKabish, whatever there's no permission to conquer, Nikur Chutzlarts, that's called out of Eretz as well. Because the Chazman should Kabish call Eretz Yisrael, because as long as David didn't conquer the entire Eretz Yisrael, Lohoyle Rishus LeKabish Chutzlarts, he didn't have permission to conquer what's out of that. Bach Yisab Sefri, that's how it's brought in Sefri Parshas Ekev, because the Kabish David Ram Narayim, Ram Tseba, when he conquered these areas, Amalei Kosh Brocha said to him, Samach Lepalten Shalach, near your palace, Lake Abash, you didn't conquer. It's still part that the Kananim were there, but Atoheilech Mechabish Chutz Laretz, and you're going conquering out of what's out of it. So, Shlomik says in Pazim, Bez Yibusi, Yeshu Yerushalayim, Yigum, that Yibusi was still there in Yerushalayim. And therefore, that's why it was considered as Kibbush Yachid, as not part of it as well. Next test, Matbid Gimora, Alifne Delifne Loy Mafkidinan. We don't care that the non-Jew buys is going to go sell to other non-Jews. Now, says, this is just like as a sign. In other words, it means it's not really lifne either. And it's not really what we're saying. It means we're not so concerned, like Rashi says. Or you know, another part you could say is keeping the Issa Shchuna, since the prohibition of making neighborhood is Shalay Yobi Hezekli Yisrael, that it shouldn't cause harm to the Jewish people. Currently, Mishal of Ne'ibah is calling it a stumbling block in front of the blind, meaning he's causing that non Jew to stumble into causing harm to Jewish people, which is something wrong, and therefore that would be Lifnei Ibah. But saying Lifnei de Lifnei, that's not a problem. Like the next test, Matthew begins the Gemara, Afim Okam Shom Lahaskir. Even when they said that you could rent out an apartment to the non-Jew, they didn't say it's for living purposes. Now you have to pick at what do people rely on? Limkur lahaske batim laivikachavim, that they sell and rent apartments to the non-Jews, even for residential dwelling purposes. Now v'yesh reitzim lehivi rai lahatir, those who want to bring proof to permit v'nedan b'tesefta, from a tesefta that says kan v'kan, here and here, layaske adam beisu laivikachavim, a person should not rent out his apartment to a non-Jew. And they should do it because it's not shemachnas l'teich avodz kachavim that he brings inside of it avodz zar. Afel ha'achi, even so. Well, the gear says avol. Maskeel them arvois v'eitzois u'pundakois. But you could rent out to them stables and storehouses and things like that. Even though it's known that he's going to bring his avodah zarah in over there, so mashma sounds like a tam. The reason is mishum shemachalik, because the Tosefta differentiates between mokum shemachzav avodah zarah bekfiyas, between a place like an apartment where a person always has his avodah zarah impermanently, pein sheina machnas, where he doesn't usually bring it in. Ubahanach shoymer regarding these areas like stables and ein the machnas avodah zarah bekfiyas, he doesn't permanently bring it over there. So sorry, if it's permitted. Ah, Lefis, according to this, Be'ez, at a current time, Sha'abdi Kachavim Shabinenu, the idol worship is amongst us. In Machnisim Lebetim of Ezek Kachavim Bekviz, they don't bring their idols in there permanently. Eli Kashesha Meis, when someone dies, or Shunayt Lamas, when he's tilting towards death. And Megam Eisa Shan, even then, in Ovnaisa, they don't really worship it. So Mutter, therefore, it's permitted to rent them departments. However, it's not a full-fledged proof from there, because yes, little is tamaheta the arvus v'itzras. You could actually suspend and say the reason why they were allowed to rent out their stables was the shemala asar Torah, because maybe Torah makes it only forbidden ilu b'bayis hasru ladira, only a house that's meant for residential purposes. The chesuk says in the pasul yisibet to eva el beisachi, you can't have the avodah zarah brought into your house. Well, l'sham and there afal derech aray, also even in temporary way it's forbidden, and therefore that we would be forbidden in today's times. But those homes, like the stable, that's not meant for dwelling purposes, the Torah does not make it forbidden. And therefore, maybe that's why they permitted the stables, and therefore we still don't have a source. But Rabbi Chaim Kohen, he brought a proof to permit from the text in Yerushalmi, that even in the place where they said you allowed to rent, little base dira, they didn't say for living purposes. But in the place where the custom is to sell, you could sell afla beis dira even for an apartment. Umaska afla beis dira, and you could rent out also even for apartment. Now, b'hayin nir lo yatam, it appeared to him the reason, because the b'chutz lo is lemikra beisacha, because out of Eretzol, that's not called your home. El b'aretz is only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's no problem renting it to the idol worshiper. But it says, b'chutz lo tuva, there's many difficulties over here. Chada, first of all, because ki'in nir l'ri, it doesn't appear to the ri sheikar Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz merivik kachavim. How could a Jew in the chutz la'aretz be worse than a non-Jew? Could that fill the even according to the one who holds ein ki'in l'ri kachavim merit Yisrael, that the non-Jew does not have an acquisition in the chutz la'aretz b'chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz me yesh l'kinyin, but in Arab Eretz all he has a kinyin, and therefore Jews should also have a kinyin. Boy kach l'bi Yehuda, because the gabi mezuzah the chesed beisecha hachanami temi should say the same thing. It says beisecha that you should say the mishiyish l'bayis b'chutz la'aretz which tend to be beis la'aretz. Whoever has a house out of Eretz Yisrael, Yipatim and Mezuzah should be exempt from Mezuzah, because it's not Pesach and Eretz Yisrael. But I'm prepared to case, but the Gemara says, Menach dam mem dal men alpha, Seich ha-bayis b'chutz la'aretz, someone rents an apartment in the chutz la'aretz, Kol lam yam p'tur Mezuzah. Oh, the first 30 days is exempt from Mezuzah. Mekama el chayev is, after that he's obligated. Now, but Tom, the reason is, Kibir Shalel, like we previously explained at the end of Divin Maskel Ha, because Shasayiv Mo'ilam, everyone thinks she shall lie, that it's already his, okay, now you have to already start being careful. Amar Asayim. The Mashal sounds like Imashi Loi, Chayev is Miyad, but if it is actually his, then he's obligated right away. And that's not like what we're saying, based on Beisecha. Another difficulty to the Al Yerushalmi. On the Yerushalmi, Moisa Tesefta, Shebeis L'El, from the Tesefta I brought before, the Ketonim, which says, Reisha, it says in the Reisham that some have to say Ein or whatever, Maskin Lambatim, you could rent them homes, but not fields and vineyards. Bein Islam Arvis, or Tzarisis is the Girsa of the Kabbalists, so you can't give them some type of a contractual agreement to work the field. Echer kutim, echer lev kechavim, whether non-Jews or kutim. Now, when we say this, Eretz Yisrael, that's an Eretz Yisrael. But Surya, moichin bat maskirin sadis, then you could sell homes and rent fields. And chutz la'aretz, moichin elu ve'elu, you could sell either one of them. Now, kan ve'kan, here and here, le'yaske beis lev kechavim, you cannot rent your apartment to a non-Jew. And if you do, because you know, shemachnas l'techav is kechavim, that he brings idolatry inside of it. Amos, so you see, av b'makam shemut limkar, even the place where it's permitted to sell, as l'haske, you're not allowed to rent. Now, so that's not like the Yerushalmi. Now, me or near the read, but it appears to the read, the Yerushalmi Shehevi Rabbeinu Chaim, this that the Yerushalmi that Rabbeinu Chaim brought, Raya Gemurah here, it's actually a full-fledged proof that you are allowed to rent. I mean, the Sevli Kashamidi, it's not difficult from this after, because the Kamakan, Khan, when it says the words here and here, Koy Eretz Yisrael B'Surya, it's going Eretz on Surya, not on Chutzlars. V'aftan, they come to Masli, Namisavachi, and even the Tanakama of the Brisa holds like this, the Asa B'Tavayu, that it's forbidden by both the Mechiris Batim selling the homes. But in Chutzlah, are you allowed to sell? Mutla Haskar, you actually are allowed to rent. Kedis B'Sham likes to borrow in Yerushalmi. But B'Lam Mitamid Rebbe Nechama, not from the reasoning of Rebbe Nechama. El Atamra, the reading of Mepharsh Rebbe Chanon, is B'Mnei Kishom Ritter, when the Torah says, L'Yisob B'Tei El B'Secha, don't bring the abomination to your home. Ikal Mim, you could say, L'Osel B'Beis Yisol Atzma Yishu Dar B'Toichai, it's only the apartment that the Jew lives in, but Oid Dar, but when he's living there. And fulfilled by Eretz Yisol, even Eretz Yisol.
Kamai b'mezuzah, like in mezuzah, she'en chayiv ba, not obligated el b'beisa, only in his home, but either there, but only when he's living there. But if someone rents a home, av be'eretz yisrael im neretzah, part of mezuzah min ha'Torah, biblically it's exempt from mezuzah. But Rabbanu, the gazer, it's Rabbanu who were the gazer, shalai laskar lev kechavim, not to rent to the non-Jew. Why? And they should mechtas ha'teich ha'bitz kechavim, because he brings inside of a void zar. But that's specifically homes that are meant for dwelling. But they're not meant to do it like us. They didn't decree. And that's why they're permitted to lease these stables because they're not meant for dira. For keeping the schiz based dira, and since the whole rental of apartments is only rabbinically forbidden, that's why in Chutz La'aretz they were lenient like the Minig Olam is to rent the apartment.